Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Why do people talk about Coach Flores as an African-American coach? Isn't he Hispanic? No, he's also black, too. So, you know, usually when you're black, they say African-American. So I get it. Who cares, bro? You know, to me, I got to tell you something. I hate the labels. I've said this for many years. I started with this label thing years ago when I was doing Spanish radio. And what's the name of Presidente? It's not Pedro Martinez. Do you remember Bill? El Presidente? What was his name? The pitcher.
Oh, God.
Man, what was his name? Can't believe. See, now it's a couple things I'm forgetting. J-Row something, right? It's not just J-Row, the announcer. It's a little bit more than just J-Row. We're forgetting a little bit of something else there, right? But you're all right. J-Row Keefe, right? Is it like that? Something like that, I want to say. Anyway, Dennis Martinez. There we go. So Dennis Martinez gets a perfect game. Not a no-hitter. He throws a perfect game. And I'm doing La Ensalada Deportiva back in those days in the early 90s, 91 or 92 or something like that. And maybe it was 93 or 94. I don't know. Whatever. Look up Pedro Martinez's perfect game. It was early 90s. And so, yeah, it was after 91. I'm pretty sure of that. But anyway, as I digress here. So he gets the perfect game, and they go, he's the first Hispanic pitcher ever to pitch a perfect game. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, isn't he just another great pitcher that pitched the perfect game? You know, because it bothers me that it becomes almost a lesser accomplishment because you're a minority, because you're a woman, because you're gay, because you're whatever. So it's like it's the first whatever doing it outside of a white person. That's kind of what it sounds like. And to me, that's where I hate those labels. I really do. It's an insulting label, okay? If you're a great football player, basketball player, baseball player, whatever record you broke, you're not the first Asian, you're not the first Latin, you're another player that broke someone else's record, is what you are. But then when we have to start to identify, you know what it reminds me of? When the person calls you a jerk, that's fine. I'm good. But all of a sudden now you're a Cuban jerk? That's where obviously now it becomes bias. Because you're just a jerk. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. You're just a jerk. If you happen to be Cuban or Haitian or French or German or Russian or whatever. You know what I mean? So I always hate those labels because to me, it's almost degrading those labels because you're just another great player that beat the record of another great player. You're not an African-American player that beat a white player. You're not a Latin player that beat a black player. No, dude, you're just an athlete, period. You're just a great baseball player, football player, hockey player, and you beat somebody else's record. That's it. So I kind of hate those labels that we put on people. Well, you know, he's the first Italian-American quarterback. Who cares, bro? Who gives a rat's ass if you're Canadian or Italian or Cuban, bro? You're a quarterback, period. I just kind of find it. I almost like, yeah, J. Roe Keach. That's it. Thank you. It's almost like it's almost like you've got to find a way to not talk about the record in the same light that it was accomplished. And that you're also, it's almost like, well, you're the first Latin player. You're the first, you know, Cuban player, Dominican player. So does that mean that it's a taller hurdle to accomplish as a Cuban player over a white player? Or is it about the same crap? Probably the same crap, right? That's why, to me, these labels, I personally can't stand them. I hate them. And it all started with Dennis Martinez. That day was the day that I was like, yo, dude, I'm tired of these labels. Dennis Martinez is a great pitcher, period. I don't care what nationality he comes from. I don't care what color he is. Just kind of weird.